Now, even non-sports fans may have heard about Jeff Thomason. He's a former football player who was working construction when he got a call to replace the injured Eagles tight end Chad Lewis. Perfect story for a movie, right? Well, comedy writers Randy and Jason Sklar think so. They're trying to sell it to Hollywood.
Okay, here's our pitch for what could be the most uplifting sports movie about an underdog since Rudy, or Air Bud 2. It's called Hard Hat, Soft Heart, the Jeff Thomason story. Jeff was a tough loner with rugged good looks. Think Dennis Quaid. After a month with Hillary Swank's trainer. Nice. He left football 2 years ago because he couldn't take the media. The pressure.
The secret addiction to painkillers.
It's not true.
Who cares? It works.
All right, fine. So he walked away, in his prime, his best years of football in front of him, to try to rebuild his life by rebuilding the city of Philadelphia.
Quickly, Jeff found out who his friends were.
No one. His wife.
I'm thinking Brittany Murphy.
To anorexic.
Cameron Manheim.
Perfect. Leaves him for Deion Sanders.
Heartbroken, Jeff must head back to the construction site for another day of thankless work when, boom!
His gruff foreman.
I'm thinking Brian Dennehy.
Gruffer.
Nick Nolte?
Fine. Tells Jeff that the Philadelphia Eagles just called. They need him to play in the Super Bowl. End of Act 1, cue the music.
James Brown, I feel good.
But at practice, the players resent Jeff.
The media hounds him.
And the only person who supports him is a 12-year-old equipment manager named Reginald who lives in a locker at the Mount Laurel bus station.
I'm thinking Gary Coleman.
Seen it.
Manuel Lewis?
Webster?
Yes.
Genius. After practice, while crying in the shower, Jeff notices the team owner's sexy daughter, Suzanne.
I'm thinking Kirsten Dunst.
Who isn't? Lurking behind the towel hamper. They connect over a shared love of ornithology. She convinces Jeff to stay.
But Jeff can't catch a pass.
So the day before the Super Bowl, Jeff quits. End of Act 2. Cue the music.
Cat Stevens' trouble.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. Jeff's working hard at a construction site when a forklift nearly knocks him off a beam.
No!
Yes! It's little Reginald who tells Jeff that the Eagles are counting on him.
Philadelphia's counting on him.
He's counting on him.
I want to cry.
Don't! The two run to the stadium just in time for kickoff.
Problem, Jeff's got no helmet.
Solution, Reginald hands Jeff his hard hat.
Oscar moment.
Nice, with 30 seconds left, the Eagles finally throw the ball to Jeff, who makes a shoestring catch in the end zone using his yellow hat. The Eagles win their first Super Bowl in 40 years.
Jeff's named MVP.
He marries Suzanne.
They adopt Reginald.
And the Eagles change their helmet from green to yellow.
Crane up.
Fade out.
And just so you know, if you guys are interested in making this, we're not married to it being Dennis Quaid.
Randy and Jason Sklar host the comedy series Cheap Seats on ESPN Classic. This is Day to Day from NPR.